Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Welcome back, everybody, to Caravan of Garbage, where this 4 weeks coming.
Oh, yep.
We're going to be doing the 3 and a bit Hunger Games movies.
Oh, did they Harry Potter this series?
They Harry Potter the last one, yeah.
Because there were 3 books? Is that what we're going with?
Initially, there were 3 books, yes. But okay. Of course, we're getting the prequel movie.
I mean, initially, there was just 1 book, the Bible.
Yeah, sure, that's right. Mm. Was that the first book?
Yep.
I thought it was that book, Brown Bear, What Do You See? I hate that book, Mason.
Oh, yeah?
I know it's about colours and patterns and repetition for, like, very young children, but fuck that book.
I don't know what you're talking about. I was just going along with it.
No.
I don't know what any shapes are. It's time to reveal that. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I don't feel like you do very well in the 75th Hunger Games,
I think,
Mason.
I do great at the Hunger Games. I'd simply defeat all my opponents with skill and vigor very early on.
Well, that was my question.
And everybody would love me, and they'd send me little gifts in little parachutes.
Yeah?
I wouldn't even need them. I'd just be like, thanks, on principle, thank you, but I don't need this because I defeated everyone. I'll just stick around in this arena. I'm having a lovely time.
Whose personality are you adopting for this? Because you obviously couldn't use your own.
Yeah, that's very true.
Because, you know, nobody likes their YouTuber personality. I don't know
absolutely
if you know
not.
That. People barely tolerate it on YouTube, let alone in a real world scenario.
In a real game of death.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'd have to. Look, you know what? I'd figure it out on the day.
You probably would.
I wouldn't need Lenny Kravitz and bloody Woody Harrelson. I'd just be like, don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm just going to spend the preparation time just sort of, you know, eating all this nice food
yep.
and what have you. And then I'll just knock me in there. I'll come up with a personality.
Okay.
I'll, you know, knock off a few guys real quick, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
Great, be easy.
Cool outfit.
Yes.
Yeah. I'd run into the woods and fall off a cliff.
It's also a good option. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
yeah.
It's not an option. It's just what would happen to me.
Understand.
I'm not choosing that.
Yeah. I would probably, to be real, James, I would probably attempt to cross a river and just like at the bank of the river, I'd just like break an ankle.
Oh, okay.
And then I'd be done.
Yeah, sure. Or you'd have
I'd drown, I think.
Yeah. Or you'd have one wet foot.
Oh, my God. Guys, please. I know you're drawing various machetes and bows and arrows at me right now, but I got one wet sock. I'm going to deal with that first, all right? Just let me get the one wet sock off.
Exactly. Anyways, please leave a like because this week we are talking about The Hunger Games from 2012. Is this the 75th Hunger Games? I can't remember. I wrote it somewhere in here. We'll come across it again.
I mean, we're doing this obviously because, upcoming is the Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes. Is that what it's called? The prequel?
Younger Games.
Oh, nice.
Because they're all younger.
And the trailer for that starts with Jason Schwartzman going, it's me. I'm the guy. I'm the first host of The Hunger Games. That's bad writing.
I agree.
What do you mean the first host? What do you think's going to happen to you? Also, isn't he Stanley Tucci?
I think
in the
it's
future?
A different guy.
It's a different
it's
guy.
Like
okay,
70,000
right.
years. I don't know how time works in this universe,
okay, right.
Which is our universe.
Mm.
Anyways, what I think's fascinating about this one is that it set itself apart from so many other teen movies of this era. There are exceptions that did really well, obviously, like Harry Potter. Like,
Not Another Teen Movie.
Not Another Teen Movie. That's a good one.
Mm, American Pie.
American Pie.
American Pie Band Camp.
Yes, yes,
American
yes.
Pie Stifler's Mom's Adventure or whatever they're called.
Sure, yeah.
Hello.
Twilight, which we've looked at, etc. Mm. But what do you think makes this better than, like, Divergent or The Host or Mortal Instruments City of Bones?
Well, I've seen this one, so that's number one.
Sure.
And I haven't seen most of the others, I'm pretty sure. But I would say, this is a guess. Good production values?
Yep.
It looks great.
I think
I'll give you that.
A lot of those other ones look good. I think it's not a complicated concept.
Sure,
it's
okay.
It's a tried and true let's all kill each other in an arena.
And I suspect also, like, the subsequent ones also stick to that, whereas a lot of the other ones, like, there's a...
Some of them do.
I think there's one called The Maze Runner.
Yeah.
And having not seen any of those, I'm pretty confident they run out of mazes by about movie one and a half.
Oh, I'd love to do The Maze Runner, actually.
Oh, you think you'd knock it out of the park?
No, I'd fall off a cliff. I mean, talk about the movies.
Oh, I see, right.
Yeah.
Are they good?
I liked the first one. I haven't seen the other ones, but okay, I'd love to come back to them, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, when they do a Maze Runner prequel, yep. Just Walking Down a Hall, it's called. These teens, they keep getting through this. I don't understand. What if we put some dead ends?
I'm the host of the first Maze Runner, and I think we should put some corners in. Yeah. Anyway, what do you think about people's names that are slightly misspelled? Like, Hey Mitch.
Like, Hey Mitch.
Or Peter.
I love it, James.
Yeah, it's the future.
I think it's the future. That's what would happen, you know?
Yeah. Well, and they love their world building. I think they really sell, like, the grubby outer suburbs or whatever you want to... districts.
Sure.
Districts.
No, I like to think of the outer suburbs.
Yeah.
Like Frankston.
Exactly.
Frankston's
on the up. You need to back off, all right?
Yeah, I know it is.
But I also love, in contrast to this, and I think this is on purpose, the gaudy aesthetic of the inner suburbs.
No, I think it's just... I think it's an accident. I think they just ran out of money when they got to the outer districts, and dress them all in sackcloth and rags.
Yeah.
We blew all the money on funny hairstyles and
face paint
and wigs and satiny suit jackets. Here's a question for you, James.
Sure.
Throughout the series, do we ever see Stanley Tucci with his hair down? Because I think that would be simply stunning. Because he's got a beautiful...
Yeah, yeah.
He's got that beautiful blue, like, bun on
top
the top.
Knots,
so
yeah.
Clearly he's got a lot of hair going on. Does it ever come down?
I think it's a wig. I mean, it's obviously a wig, but I think it's an in-universe wig also.
Oh, I see, right.
Yeah, yeah.
It could still come down.
Yeah. Let's think about it, though.
Yeah.
Okay, well, let me ask you something.
Okay.
Would you watch a show, a real-world show, which is Stanley Tucci and Toby Jones just doing anything?
Yes, I would. I absolutely would.
They could be touring Europe, or they could be sitting in a barn. I don't care. I would 100%
absolutely
watch that show.
But they have to wear those gaudy outfits.
Okay, sure.
It has to be like 2 to 3 hours of hair and makeup, and then they just show up and they're like... Yeah, I was on that show, Detectorists.
Oh,
really
yeah.
Good. Yeah, it's got Gareth from The Office.
I liked it.
Fun. Yeah, it's fun show. Real nice.
Yeah,
know?
It's about friendship.
Yeah,
it's about the finding treasure, but the real treasure is fucking mates or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Not fucking mates. Maybe.
Maybe.
I don't think I watched the Christmas special.
Yeah, and then Stanley Tucci could be like, yeah, I was in a couple of Transformers. I don't know what happened in them. It was all blue screen. I don't know. Yeah, I'd watch that, absolutely.
Yeah.
Do we need to recap the plot of The Hunger Games?
Okay, let's do it. Oh, people also say it's just battle...
it's Battle Royale.
Battle Royale.
Sure, uh-huh.
Sure, it's a million things.
Yeah.
This has been done 1,000 times. But anyway, go on.
All right, it's the future
yep.
of our Earth, probably.
Yep.
And the world's been broken up into districts.
Yep.
America has.
Yep.
What's it called? Panera bread.
Numerica.
It's called Panera bread.
Panera bread, yeah.
And
Chris Hemsworth's brother's like, I'm not having this.
That's right.
I'm going to be in some of this movie.
Yeah. But anyway, the districts, they rebelled back in the day.
Yeah.
And then as punishment, the main center city is like, we're going to hold on to Hunger Games every 100 years.
Yep. No, every year.
Nice. I love that.
100 years?
Every 100 years.
I don't think that would be very effective.
So the thing about this is...
The Hunger Games is basically they get a couple of kids from every suburb, 12 or so, and they put them in an arena and the winner gets like a cool hat and stuff.
Nice.
And
the winner's Frankston.
Yeah, never. Anyway, go on.
They seem wholly unprepared. And I know they don't have a lot of resources, but like I think it's interesting that some districts are just like beautiful, noble children and then some districts just psychos.
Yeah. But the way it works is
yes.
the more inner suburbs, the more inner you are, you get resources to train. You're not technically supposed to.
Okay.
And they also have the money and the time and the gaudy outfits.
Mm.
So that's how it basically works. It might be an accident, but it's kind of like a class divide.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Not like a school.
I thought in the future it would all be equal.
Yeah. I mean, probably. Mm. But in this example, no.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
So, you know, archery got big again off the back of this, right?
Absolutely, it would have, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, apparently, because of Katniss Everdeen, played wonderfully by Jennifer Lawrence, by the way, I think she does a really good job. This is according to a Washington Post article from 2012, that USA Archery, the national association focused on the sport, saw a 161% growth in its Facebook fans over the 15 months after this movie. Because of Katniss. Some people would say, well, what about Hawkeye from The Avengers? Mm. But no one's looking at The Avengers and going, yeah, that guy.
Absolutely.
I mean, I guess he's the most, like, achievable in terms of abilities.
There'd be a 1,000% increase in fatalities of people attempting to build their own Iron Man suits.
Yes.
Just rocket boots flinging them out of their shed into a ditch or whatever.
Exactly, yeah. Mm.
Do you think there was an increase in sales of those comedy arrows that go through your head, but they're not actually going through your head? It's just a little band goes across your head? You
100%,
know?
Mate.
Mm, that's right.
I love all of that, yeah. Do you think there was an increase in people taking on elaborate cake-making skills and painting themselves into rocks?
Yes.
That... What an incredible thing to put in a movie.
Right.
My God.
Also, 90% of his body's just under a, some leaves. Yeah. Just put the rest of your body under some leaves, Peter.
I laugh. I laugh when I see it, Mason. Mm. It's really funny.
Yeah.
How did he even... And as soon as she shows up, he's just like, yep, all right, I'm up. And he just... Days of work. How long does that even take?
Had
to...
he been stabbed or whatever?
Yeah, he's been just like, stabbed.
Did he put the makeup on and then sort of hunker down for the night, or do you think he laid down and then he put the makeup on?
He would have laid down, I think, because he was really like plastered into it.
He was very plastered. Lucky they let him bring in a trowel.
Yeah, you're not wrong. Yeah, here's something I think this movie does well, though. Aside from that incredible scene, is that it's really good at ratcheting up the tension leading up to the Hunger Games. You're kind of disorientated. Lenny Kravitz is like, "Have a good time," or whatever.
Sure. Yeah.
And just that.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When picking a commerce platform for your business, you got two choices. Oh, this piece of shit, mother or sales. I definitely prefer... Don't you? Because that's a sound you'll hear when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that's supercharging your selling wherever you sell, online, in person, on social media, and beyond. Shopify is the best all-in-one commerce platform capable of handling your business's complexity no matter how big you grow. Step up to Shopify and harness the best converting checkout and the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. For example, Ruggable, Nyx, Magnolia, Cotton, and so many more. Now you're probably thinking, sure, but migrating is going to be a headache. The Shopify App Store has the migration apps that you need to migrate your products, orders, customers, and more from every e-commerce platform to Shopify. And maybe you're one of those people who are like, hey, don't put me in a box. I don't want to be in this box, either metaphorically or for real. Thankfully, Shopify never will, because with Shopify, you can control your brand and business from your storefront look to your back office operations. You know what's really annoying when you're checking out from an online store and you have to put in all your payment details and all sorts of numbers and letters and whatnot? Well, with the Shopify store, they actually remember my shipping address or your shipping address if you were using yours, plus the payment information. So say if I'm on the couch and my wallet is in the kitchen, I didn't even have to get up, which is my favorite thing. Stop leaving sales on the table, switch your business to Shopify and discover why millions trust Shopify as their all-in-one commerce platform to build, grow, and run their business. So sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/weeklyplanet, all lowercase. That's 1 month for just $1 at shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Shopify.com/weeklyplanet. Cha-ching sound effect. Attention, and then like the sound design when the arena kind of opens up and everybody's running wild and stabbing each other. Good stuff, Mason. I love all of that.
Sure. I think some would say, though, took a really long time to get to that, didn't it?
Sure.
Those of us with shorter attention spans were like, geez, there's a lot of setting up and trying on different outfits, isn't there?
Yeah.
There's a lot of little trips on trains, isn't there?
Yeah, yes, but I think you need that
to
establish the universe and the characters and all of that. And you look at Jack Quaid and you go, Jack Quaid, you fucking dog.
Right.
You know?
Jack Quaid's in this.
Yeah.
I have a complete inability to recognize people until they're in like 5 major productions. So
sure, yeah.
I had seen this before, but I had no idea he was in this.
Yeah. Well, he wasn't the Jack Quaid that we know now, obviously.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah. Speaking of dogs, though, I think if there's one part where this movie really falls down,
Got one, and I think it's a different one, but all right.
Oh, mine's the mutant muscular dogs that show up at the end.
Right.
Now, I don't get that, right? Because say you're down to 3 or 4 members of your Hunger Games event, your arena, and then they're like, release the mutant dogs. What if they kill everybody? Do the dogs win?
I mean, that's a great, that's a great question, and it's can only be answered by because the plot. It's the same reason like Squid Game works in the show and not necessarily in real life, because what if everybody fell over in that first game? What if everybody, you know, the thing where the thing turns and it looks at you, what if everyone just fell over?
Yeah.
And there were no people to go to the next game? Well, I guess it's
finished. You've made all
then.
The games for nothing.
That's right.
You've baked all that honeycomb for nothing,
Mason. That's right. Oh my God, but if you work there, you get to take a bunch home. You get to take home as much as you wanted. Oh my God. Oh. I've been a sugar coma for weeks.
I love honeycomb. Mm. It's my favorite thing, Mason. But I think, though, the version of the dogs that they do here is better than in the books. Oh, by the way, it's the 74th Hunger Games. The next one's the 75th. That's why Katniss has to come back. It's a whole thing. We'll talk about it next week if we don't die. So in the book, they're reanimated contestants who have died, and they mutate them into, like, dog creatures.
Huh.
So I think it's better than that. But I also think don't do the dogs.
Would you have preferred regular zombies?
No, just don't do dogs.
Don't do dogs. Okay, right.
You don't need it.
Yeah, okay.
It's fine.
The thing that I would be critical about this, and obviously the plot, but it's that it's very convenient and handy that Katniss never has to make any difficult decisions to kill anyone who's a good person.
That's
all
true.
She has to do is kill psychos.
Yeah.
Like, the game would go completely differently if in that opening skirmish, like, all the psychos wounded each other so severely that they all just died off over the course of the next couple of days. And then the rest of the movie is just Katniss, like, stalking and slaughtering 12-year-old girls who never wanted to be in there in the first place. And she's like, yeah, but my district would get a lot of bread for this. Bang. Bang.
Oh, she found a gun?
She found a gun, yeah.
Lenny Kravitz told her it was under a rock or whatever.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah, it's always just like, you know, she makes friends with a little girl and then the little girl is killed by a psycho. And then she's like, well, I hope I don't. That was handy, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Very convenient.
But I don't have to make any tough decisions. I don't. Don't worry about it.
That's right.
Yeah, Liam Hemsworth would be upset, wouldn't he? Probably.
Does she have to make more difficult decisions in later movies?
Yeah, but it's more like philosophical than literal, I think.
Yeah, right.
A lot of it, yeah.
Or do I have to kill Donald Sutherland?
Yes.
Yeah, right.
And the answer is no. She kills Julianne Moore. Spoiler alert for the fourth one.
Whoa.
We'll be coming back.
Look, I tell you one thing.
If we're alive.
Oh, I think one thing that this does do is it really makes you want to get those guys.
God,
get
Mason.
all those Richie Riches with their stupid powdered wigs and their stupid makeup and their stupid cultivated facial hair. Don't look at any old photos of me. Don't do it. Don't look at any of them on social media. But God, you just want to see them get wrecked.
Yeah.
You just want them to get poisoned and narrowed and all the sorts of stuff. Oh my God.
Agree.
I mean, maybe not Elizabeth Banks, but probably. But definitely.
Yeah, why not? I mean, if she's there.
She's there, you know.
Anyways, you know what it's time for?
What's it time for?
The Hung Trivia. This is the trivia section of the show. Here we go. Whilst horsing around on set, Jennifer Lawrence accidentally kicked Josh Hutcherson in the head, knocking him out and resulting in a concussion.
Whoa, that's Peter?
That's Peter.
Okay. Yeah. Well, they probably just took advantage of that. The scene with the makeup's probably not in the book. They probably just, she knocked him out and they just went, fun prank. Let's roll him into a ditch and put some weird makeup on him. Bit of fun. The George Clooney School of Onset Pranks, it lives.
No.
It lives on.
Doubt. Woody Harrelson is a vegan.
What is Jennifer Lawrence part horse? Roundhouse kicking people in the head.
She seems like a kind of horse girl energy. You get a bit of that? That's not a criticism. That's a compliment.
Yeah, but I know. But I don't think that gives you the ability.
No?
No, I don't think...
I thought that's how it works.
I don't think skill at equestrian pursuits enables you to kick people in the head horse style.
Okay, that might be true. We might look it up after the show.
Okay.
But anyways, Woody Harrelson is a vegan in real life. So in the scenes where Haymitch is seen eating, he's either eating a dessert or vegetables or just drinks.
That's pretty cool.
I agree. Mm. During a New York Magazine interview, Wes Bentley said that the extremely unusual beard he wore... as Seneca, whatever his name, Seneca?
Wes Bentley.
Wes Bentley was styled from his own real beard, not created from applied pieces or extra hair.
Well, there you go.
Very impressive. Mm. Unlike Woody Harrelson, his stupid wig, am I right? That barefoot bastard. Put some shoes on, you animal.
Put some shoes on, clean up your act, tuck your shirt in.
Tuck your shirt in, mate.
God.
Jennifer Lawrence is actually left-handed in real life, but in the...
Left-handed in real life.
Are you?
Yeah.
Yuck. But in the movie, it appears...
It is yuck.
But in the movie, it appears that she's right-handed because she had to learn to do everything with her right hand, including shooting with a bow and arrow.
Well, that's what you have to do when you're a left-hander.
But why not just be, like, left-handed? It's fine,
I don't think anybody would know.
Didn't they switch Ron Perlman for Hellboy? Like, they...
No, they were going to, I think.
Okay.
But then he learned to do... Because Hellboy's...
This is left-hand erasure.
It is, isn't it? Yeah, because Hellboy has a right hand of doom. So they were like, well, how's he going to fire a gun with his left hand? But he learned to do it.
He learned to use his other hand.
Because he was paid a lot of money.
To hold a gun, yeah.
Yeah. I think the answer there is, if Katniss is right-handed in the book, the fans would notice.
Fair enough. You know. Second unit director Steven Soderbergh. Actually,
Steven Soderbergh?
Soderbergh.
Is he related to Steven Soderbergh?
Yeah, I'm going to say that again.
Okay.
And then I'm going to edit it all out. The second unit director was actually Steven Soderbergh. Is it Soderbergh?
The Ocean's 11
guy.
Yeah,
what is it?
Steven Soderbergh.
Okay.
Like soda, like a soda pop.
That's not how it looks.
Well, maybe it's a different guy then.
No, it's not.
Okay.
Steven Soderbergh shot much of the District 11 riot scenes because he's friends with the director.
Steven Soderbergh, director of Ocean's 11.
Yeah, and 12.
Remake, not the original.
No.
Not the original.
Not the yuck. We have a video. Yuck. Okay. And here's some other names who went for the role. Emma Roberts.
Oh, Steven Soderbergh.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, Mason. Katniss Emma. Emma Roberts, Chloe Grace Moretz, Mary Mouser, Hailee Steinfeld.
Mary Mouser?
Yeah. Okay. Abigail Breslin, Lindsay Fonseca, Saoirse Ronan, Emily Browning, Australia's own.
Oh, yeah.
Brie Larson and Shailene Woodley. Some of these people got their own teen dystopian movies, didn't they? Yeah, there's a few of them in here.
Listen, you weren't right for this role, but we've got so many of these. Just pick one and you can have it, honestly. This is the big one. We're very concerned about the quality of that one. Any of those others, just take it.
Yeah, don't care. Yeah.
Do it in your own backyard. We don't care.
We won't finish it. We might do two.
That's right.
More likely one.
Yeah. Divergent? What's that one about? I don't know. You can have it. Just make up your own meaning for it.
Now, to talk return on this, my goodness, Mason, on a budget of $78 million, it made $694. Huge hit, Mason.
That's a big return.
Absolutely. And I think we should do a section every week called Getting Paid. Because I think it's interesting to know how much Jennifer Lawrence gets paid for each of these movies. So for this one, she was paid the high fee of $500,000.
Oh, that's low.
But she gets, well...
I mean, it's not low for...
It's low
for
this.
We're in Hollywood mode right now.
Yeah. Considering what it made. But there's going to be a big update in the following weeks, Mason.
Yeah, right.
So next week, we're coming back to The Hunger Games. Do another Hunger Games, Jennifer Lawrence.
Nice. Still so hungry.
Mm.
Hunger Games 2. Ooh, a bit peckish.
Yeah, a bit peckish.
Still a bit peckish on account of the inequality.
Yeah, which may have been an accident. I don't know whether they meant to put
might
that
have been.
In. Yeah. Who knows? But if you do want to see that early, you can actually head over to bigsandwich.co where all the Caravan of Garbages go up there early. Ben and Lawrence, they get the edit done. They do a good job, don't they, Mason?
They do a good job.
Yeah.
Are you trying to convince yourself? It sounded like that's what was happening.
You were doing a big thumbs down.
I was not. I was doing thumbs right in the middle, and then afterwards I would have turned them to thumbs up.
I don't believe you.
Well.
Anyways, they got there early, but there's also bonus movie commentaries. There's video game Let's Plays. There's bonus podcasts. Our podcast, The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows, that actually comes out there on Sunday as opposed to Monday. If you do want to check that out, that's on YouTube, Spotify, and all of that. Or you can just subscribe here for whatever's happening when it happens.
Videos. Rarely anything else.
Yeah, that's exclusively. There's some shorts and occasionally I'll do a post that's like, there's a new video you can check out or whatever. But it's videos mostly.
And people are like, we're not here at YouTube for that.
Yeah.
Words. Ironically, I'm typing words right now. I don't like it. No. But it's just to teach you a lesson about posts. We don't like them.
All right, thanks, everyone. We'll see you in the next one.
Grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you later. And may the odds be forever.
How would you survive the Hunger Games? You know,
that's a great
you
call
know
to
Mason
action.
And Eyes methods.
Yeah, be the best.
Yeah.
Bearing in mind, you can't do that.
No.
Yeah.
You're already doing it.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
What would you? What would your murder weapon of choice to kill a bunch of kids?
Yeah.
What would it be?
Mm.
We're going to call the police on all of you.
All right.
Okay,
goodbye.
Bye.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.